This is PodTech.net for Tuesday, September 26th. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Kelly. The social networking market, currently dominated by MySpace, Facebook, and Friendster, took a wallop today, as in Wallop Technologies, which unveiled its own social networking site. The company is relying on a flash-based multimedia experience devoid of ads and a platform open to developers to create modules or mods for members to dress up and enhance their social network profiles to be enough to attract a strong user base. Wallop Technology's Scott Arpagian, Vice President of Product, joins me to discuss the announcement. Scott, how is Wallop different than other social networking sites?
Oh, great, Matt. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. In a nutshell, Wallop is the exclusive social experience. So it makes it easy to express yourself with your friends really on your terms. We think of it as being a lot different than other social networking sites because it really puts the user in control of everything that they want to see or do within their social network. Basically, it's an invite-only system where you get invited by your friends and into their social networks. It runs entirely on a Flash-based application platform, so it operates much more like a true application than a website, which after doing a lot of research and testing, we felt was a much better way to conduct a social experience online.
Why don't you explain some of these flash-based multimedia features?
One of the problems that plague some of the existing social networks is that despite being popular, they're actually quite difficult to use. As I said earlier, one of our goals is to build the ultimate social experience. And by that, we think it's really important for users to be able to express themselves online. And so what we did in designing it is we first went for an interface that actually makes it incredibly easy to use. So everything you want to do, whether it's participate in a conversation, share your photos online, or express yourself through customizing your site, can all really be done with just a couple of clicks. So if you have a photo in your collection that you want to set as your background, it's just two clicks. If you want to participate in a conversation, you're really never more than just one click away from being able to participate in any conversation anywhere. So overall, our goal is to make it really easy to use and let the interface kind of get out of the way of being an impediment to doing what you really want to do, which is to connect with your friends. So the other kind of technology that we're introducing, and Flash enables us to do this, is what we're calling mods. And these are essentially customizations that you can put anywhere on your profile. They run the range from being simple animations right on to sort of full-scale applications or even small applets. The idea being that if you find something that you like, that you want to customize, whether it's, a simple animation or something more complex, all you have to do is you can right-click on it and then purchase it directly from the developer. So what we've done is we've brought together really a marketplace with Flash developers and end users who want to self-express online. So that dynamic and the ease of use allows people to very quickly customize their profiles to be something the way that they want to do it. Mods are one way that they can customize and add a lot of functionality.
And it is, in a sense, then going to be creating a whole new marketplace then, won't it, for Flash developers?
That's right. So, one of the other benefits of Flash is it allows us to tap into a community of over 2 million Flash developers who, in general, are pretty creative folks. And so, what this does is, by setting it up as a marketplace, we allow Flash developers to take really some of their existing content or create new things exclusively for Wallop and provide them in a standard Flash Swift format right on the platform. The marketplace model allows them to sell these in small transactions to our user base, but they actually get to set the price. So Flash developers will kind of market their own products, set their own prices, and make them available to the community of users.
Your challenge really is going to be, trying to get the masses' attention, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's certainly one of the challenges. There are absolutely established sites, but I think we're still very, very early in the social networking space. There's certainly been a lot of news and attention around it, but we're really just in the first few years of what is a growing phenomenon on the web. And just as very early on, there were challenges with search engines. At one point, it was certain that companies like Yahoo and AltaVista had locked up the search space. There's always room for competitors to enter the space with better product and a better experience. and that's what we hope to be able to do.
You're presenting at Demo Fall 2006 in San Diego. How much is riding on this for your company?
Well, given the nature that Demo is a great launch pad for new products, it's certainly something that we're proud to be a part of and be able to show it off. But ultimately, the success of our business and our product relies on the product itself and the experience that we're able to provide. So we're really looking forward to rolling out our beta and in the next few months taking it to a larger public audience and letting it prove itself.
Wallop Technologies is a spinoff of Microsoft, and in fact Microsoft is an investor in this company. Can you speak a little bit more about the hierarchy of the organization?
So Wallop was born out of Microsoft Research Labs. It was developed by a team there, and one of the participants in that group is a man by the name of Sean Kelly. He's actually one of the co-founders of Wallop. It was spun out through Microsoft's IP Ventures program. It's a completely standalone company, so we're an independent company. Microsoft is an investor, but a minority investor. We are also backed by Bay Partners, and then we just announced yesterday Norwest as well. So Microsoft's an important early investor and certainly the place where the original ideas were developed, but we're a completely independent company.
And your final thoughts on today's announcement?
We're excited about it. I think we have a wonderful product, very easy to use, and primarily helps solve people's problems with existing social networks. The key thing about Wallop is it's a place to really express yourself online, and we're looking forward to having more people come and use it.
My guest today has been Scott Arpagian, Vice President of Product for Wallop Technologies. Thanks for being on the podcast. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Kelly for PodTech News.